Welcome, everyone. I'm Serena Blair, and I'm here with my awesome Woman Crush Wednesday, even though it's not really Wednesday, but she is the awesome Nikki Next.
Hello, everybody.
And we are also joined by our awesome referee, Richard Avery.
Good morning, ladies. So good to have you here in the Julie Land universe.
Yes.
Two little planets.
Orbiting around the sun.
Exactly. So, ladies, what's today's topic?
Today's topic is crushes.
Exactly.
And we have a lot of them.
A lot of them?
Yes.
All right. Well, since you're the lead and you're taking the host, who would you say your first crush is?
My first of all time?
Of all time.
All time.
I know what mine was.
Who do you masturbate to every night?
No, that's different.
The Little Mermaid.
Your first crush. Was your first crush really the Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She had
I never saw the movie.
The purple
You've
shell
never
bra?
Seen The Little Mermaid?
What's wrong with you?
I don't like cartoons.
Oh. I love cartoons.
Disney movies are classic.
Cartoons are way hotter than people sometimes.
That's true. And they put little innuendos in all the Disney movies. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you would say Little Mermaid was your first crush? Mine was Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah.
From Charlie's Angels.
Who's that? Oh.
Before your time.
We're sitting here going, who's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an old one. And who was your first crush, Nikki?
Well, I've mentioned to both of these guys, I had a big, gigantic poster of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and I'm not ashamed.
You're a sick monster.
So I think he was my first real crush.
What did you think about him?
I just thought he was cute. Like, his little bowl cut, his haircut, and I would watch Home Improvement. Every time it was on, I don't think I ever missed an episode. And
see,
it was,
I loved that show.
He was just a cute boy. I had I was a girl. I had a cute boy crush, and I would think about him.
I was much more interested.
I would think funny things about him.
In the girl in the background.
Who's the girl in the background?
There were a couple of them. I think the first one was Holly.
Yeah, I think it was Holly and somebody else.
And then there was another one.
I don't remember. That's a good show, though.
I just remember boobs and construction boots.
Yes.
Yeah, what was that girl?
Probably kind of explains my outfit right now, actually.
Yeah, what was the... Yeah,
I think you were inspired by,
what was
by
the girl,
Tim Allen.
Yeah, what was the girl's name that was like his... That did all the shows with him or something? Wasn't that the girl?
Wasn't it Jill Anderson for a while?
Yeah.
Who played it?
Oh,
yeah.
Tool Time?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson, I think, was the first girl, and then they got somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Or she was second.
Okay. I just remember Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
The neighbor.
When he sticks his head up the fence.
Exactly.
Hello. Howdy, neighbor.
Do you have any crushes today on girls? Do you do you have a crush on Miley Cyrus?
Ugh, no.
Nicki Minaj?
Ugh, we're sticking our tongues out.
Amber Rose?
Amber Rose is pretty hot. I would make out with her face.
I like Ava Green.
Okay.
She's gorgeous, like beautiful. I like beautiful women.
Okay. And you, Serena?
Yeah, definitely.
You like the girls. Come on, drop
I
some
did,
names.
I'm not asking.
She likes the females.
I who are we talking? Are we talking about celebrities? Are we talking
anything,
about porn
anyone,
stars?
Who do you
have
a crush on?
I have crushes on, obviously, Amber Rose. Definitely. Who's the new girl on... Orange is... I'm really bad with names, but who's the new girl on Orange is the New Black?
Ruby Rose.
The
Ruby Rose.
Oh,
yes.
She's sex. She drips sex. Like, she drips sex from her pores.
Yeah,
that's
hot. I
would
Do you follow her on Instagram?
Yes.
I do, yeah.
Oh, God.
Of course we do.
And what makes... But she... Do you like her because she has that... But do you like her because she has that boyish, girly thing going on? And she's a lesbian?
Well, the lesbian thing is definitely a big deal. I mean, I have crushes on straight girls, but... The fact that she's also a lesbian, just makes it even more tantalizing.
Okay.
She's attainable.
Yes.
It's a girl.
Did you see her little video she did on YouTube of her taking a bath?
No.
Oh, my God.
She's going to watch it now.
Well, I'm going to need to go rub one out right now.
No, she has this music video because, she's a DJ, singer, and stuff like that. And she has this music, a really good video of her getting stripping and taking a bath in a bathtub. It's very, very sexy.
I haven't seen it. Oh, we're going to watch it.
Well, we could pause the show now.
She gets wet.
Is Serena
gets water on her?
I think we should go watch it right now.
She gets naked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, see, I told you she drips sex.
You know what's funny about her, though? She's blown up. Like, she's, like, literally, before Orange...
That show was really good.
Yeah, but before that show, though, like, she was a DJ on MTV. She's done all the stuff down in Australia. Like, she's known there. But that thing just...
Oh, also her accent.
Yeah, accents are really hot.
A guy or a girl who has an accent, done. My panties are done.
Yeah. Especially Australian accents.
Yes.
You like when they say, get on you, mate.
So sexy.
Or as they always, all my friends say down there, rack it up, mate. Rack it up.
But my ultimate number one guy crush will always be Tom Hardy.
Oh, Batman. Oh, no, not Batman.
Bane.
Yeah.
But like.
And Mad Max.
Mad Max was an awesome movie. But the honest truth is I first saw it only because he was in it. Because I've seen all of his movies. He has one movie. I think it's called Drive. It's a one-shot movie. He's in a car. 2 hours of him in a car. Never turns out of the car.
Literally?
It's actually a pretty good movie. Huh. It's very psychological.
It's him driving from L.A. to San Diego. Yeah. Stuck in traffic.
Nothing ever happens.
Just sitting in traffic, changing channels on the radio.
That's all he does.
It's all him whining.
And he's talking on the phone. It's like the entire movie. And I'm like,
bitching and complaining about traffic.
Like, oh, it's Tom Hardy. Oh, look.
Meanwhile, you're just like, this is the best thing ever.
I'm just sitting there touching myself for 2 hours.
I want to be stuck in a car with Tom Hardy.
Oh, I would.
God. I actually masturbate a lot in the car, which is fun.
Do you really?
Yeah. You actually gave me the...
I have a whole box. Want some more?
The vehicular masturbation device.
Can you take some more home with you today? Because I have a bunch more.
Every time my mom goes in the car, I'm like, wait! Let me make sure everything's put away.
No, because seriously, I've been trying to get rid of these things.
I got my car detailed one time. I had a vibrator in the back. And he goes, oh, I found your little pink thing in the back seat. And I go, oh, God.
Oh, that's
God. Oh, God. My car, I was coming off a porn set when I got in a car accident last month. And the cops come and they had to get in my car to move it because it wouldn't get off the road. And I had to have the producer of the site that I was working on come pick me up because I didn't really make it far from his place. And he's like, I'm like, I've got all this porn shit in my car. I can't take it out. It's like, there's like douches floating around in the back seat and like vibrators and bras and stripper heels.
Everything.
And it's just like, I'm so mortified right now.
I know. It's like,
embarrassing.
It shouldn't be embarrassing to a girl, but it is. It's like, oh my God.
The weird thing
Don't look.
The weird thing is if the cop says to you, hey, I know who you are.
That hasn't happened yet.
Or you work at a club around here? Oh, okay.
So can I talk about a crush I have now?
Yes.
Since you have Ruby Rose.
Please.
Mm-hmm. I have a crush, big time crush, on this singer. Her name's Anne Marie. And she sings for Rudimental in England. And she's amazing.
I saw the music video.
I showed you. She's amazing. She's got kick-ass talent. I'm not about looks as much as I'm about talent. I like people with talent.
But if they have both.
Yeah, and if they have, yeah, exactly. That helps, but you could say we could probably put up a list of 50 hot girls, but if none of them have talent, who cares? Like, beauty's everywhere. And if you look on Instagram, you can find beautiful girls all over the world.
Yeah. Well, there's like, for me, there's different levels of crushes. Like, I have crushes on people just because of their physicality and just because I don't know anything about them. But there are people that I meet, you know, right off the bat and I, you know, think they're really cool and I will develop a crush on them just based on that, you know? So there's different avenues of having a crush on someone.
Did you ever have a crush on a teacher in high school?
Yes.
I did too. I had a crush on my psychology teacher. I won't name her name.
You had a psychology class in high school?
Yeah. Mrs. Hot Woman.
Yeah, she was amazing. And she was so cool. She went to Stanford and everything, so she lived out by there, so we used to go hang out with her and everything. It was...
Would you just sit in class and think about her?
No, I wouldn't do that. She was just so cool to us. She was like, such that teacher and Sirius and then students. She was like hanging out, and the best part was for our senior year when we graduated, we went and toilet papered her house. And then she came to school like the next week, just so crying, like, that was so nice. She was so happy that
she thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, you guys. That's so awesome.
She felt like we showed that we cared, that we toilet papered her house.
What a good sport.
So did you have, who was your high school teacher crush?
Actually, my first teacher crush was probably in middle school. It was like my first science class ever. And I was always kind of a academic nerd, but I didn't know yet that my specialty or my main interest was going to be science. And she was the one that kind of opened my eyes to that. And she was like this amazing, like she's 5'10", and I'm like, was still even shorter than I am now.
Is that possible?
She towered over, and she was a bodybuilder too. And she was like just this really hot, really intelligent, really confident woman with like huge boobs and just like really big muscles and she was so smart and a big fucking brain. Yeah.
So she inspired you to get into science?
Definitely. Definitely.
That's awesome. Yours, Nikki?
I'm just going to go physical. I had a super hot PE teacher in high school and he was really, really cute. And he, six pack abs. I'm not, jocks aren't my type. I like nerdy boys, but he was really hot.
Did he stretch you out?
let me stretch your calves out, girl.
Yeah, you look like you could use some work on those abs. Yeah.
And then I told him I was a dancer. Yeah. He was like, oh, hey, baby.
Come dance on these abs.
He was cute. He was on my list.
Now, all right, so now we're talking on the last crushes here, porn crushes. Favorite porn chick that you have a crush on right now that you would die to work with? Because I know you have a list like 50 girls.
Yeah, she has a bunch.
There's so
but
many.
Give me a names, because if I can't hook it up, I'll hook it up.
Oh.
I know people, and I know people who know people.
Can I name like my top three?
Top three.
Okay. In no particular order.
Exactly.
It's hard. It's really hard to pick number one.
In no particular order.
I agree. You can't do that.
Riley Reed.
Oh.
Because I got to meet her at AVN, and she was one of those people that not only I have a crush on her physicality, but definitely a crush on her personality as well.
She's been texting me a lot lately.
She's a super sweetheart and super fun to hang out with, and I would love to do something on camera.
And if
her.
I make that happen, what do I get? $50?
My love and adoration for the rest of your life.
She'll blow you a kiss.
Okay. All right, number two.
Number two would have to be Remy, just because
Remy.
I've known her since I started porn, and we've been friends since then. And it's just like, why haven't we done a scene together yet? It's just like silly at this point. And then my next one would be probably, this is probably a more physicality thing than anything, because we haven't really met, but Adria Fox. I am like so obsessed with her dimples. Like, it's not even funny.
Mm.
I want to slobber all over
her
face.
I don't know her.
So bad.
Is she blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Look her up.
Her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm really into mouths.
Okay.
And her mouth is.
Do you like big lips?
Yes.
Full lips.
She's just got really, a really kissable looking face. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like full lips too. Mm-hmm. I hate people who don't have upper lips. It annoys me.
They're like super thin. We used to always, weird.
When we were young, we used to always say, you never trust somebody that doesn't have an upper lip. We always said, but that was our thing. They don't have an upper lip, you can't trust them.
That's creepy.
Now you're, but trust me, from here on out.
Good thing we have
full
lips.
I'm like, look at us.
Like from here on out, though, you're going to be like, this, you're going to be seeing that. You're gonna
I'm going
to
be wearing
You're
going
to meet somebody with no upper lip.
Don't
and you're
talk
be
to
like,
that person. I'm staying away from you.
Exactly. All right, Nikki, your crush. Porn crushes?
My porn crush is Doya. I love her.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. I like beautiful women. I'm more into guys, but if I see a beautiful woman with a great body, and also slightly intelligent, at least.
There's got to be a glimmer of
she's smart. Brains in there.
She has to know the alphabet and be able to count to 10.
And say the alphabet backwards.
Without her fingers.
Exactly. 1, 2, 3.
But I would have sex with her all day long.
Okay. Anybody else?
I was trying. She's the only one that popped in my head because all I can think about is guys.
What about a boy?
But. And Brad Knight's a cutie. I keep seeing him on set. Like, we go to the house and we say, oh, hey, but we haven't shot together yet.
Right.
But we started following each other on Twitter, so
that's the start.
It's coming soon. He followed me.
Oh, ooh.
We have to shoot soon though, because I want to fuck him.
Isn't that fun though? Like when someone you crush on follows you on Twitter, and then you're so like, excited. You have to tell everybody. You're like, oh my god, she just followed me.
Exactly.
It's the beginning. This is happening.
It's like today's. In the old days, it would have been like just a hello, or it might have been I don't know, something different than that. And now it is today. And I think it would hurt if all of a sudden you found out they'd stopped following you. You'd be like, oh my
that would
God,
be horrible.
What did I do wrong? Yeah. What did I do wrong? Do you think crushes are healthy?
Yeah. Why not?
It makes you human.
As long as you don't turn into a stalker.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the dark
that's
side
the
of crushes.
Unhealthy part of crushing.
Don't text me 20 times a day. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, we know who that is. We won't name names.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, we'll keep talking. Nope.
Still not responding.
Yeah. He's still texting. Hey, so I haven't heard from you. You still doing okay? Have a good day.
Do you like, so, hey, what's new? Like, what are you up to?
Oh, nothing.
You mean since the last time you texted me? Yeah. Which you was 5 minutes ago? Yeah.
Have you ever had a stalker?
No, actually.
Let's all knock on wood.
Exactly.
I've never had like a real
crazy
crazy dangerous stalker, and I hope I never do.
It can be scary. I have experiences with that. Not fun. No. So why don't we, what else about crushes? Anything else about crushes?
I'm trying to think of some other people. Like when I was growing up, JTT.
What about Justin Timberlake?
He was big. I like Justin Timberlake, but I just think he's talented. Boys.
I like Justin Timberlake
I didn't like
now.
Crush on them a lot.
More than I did.
When he was in the band.
Yeah. Because he's mature now. He's like, he's super mature. He's really talented.
I like
talented.
Him better as an
and
actor.
And we've seen him grow in his talent. And, you know, all his stuff on SNL has been amazing. And all his acting work is,
and his movies.
I just like his acting more than I like his music stuff.
No, yeah. I like his music.
I like that.
I went to the strip tour when he did it with Christina Aguilera. That was a really good show.
Yeah.
But I don't go to a lot of concerts.
Right. That was a really good
it
show.
It was.
God. Well.
It's a mighty deep subject.
Can we go watch the Ruby Rose video
yes,
now?
Let's
do
go
that.
Watch the Ruby
Pretty
Rose
please.
Thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're going to all wrap up and go watch the Ruby Rose video.
Yes.
Nikki, where can all of our adoring fans find you?
They can find me watching Ruby Rose's video. You can find me on iheartnikki.com, iheartnikki, and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next.
Awesome. Well, you can find me, Serena Blair, on Twitter at SexySerenaB. You can also check out my official blog, serenablair.com. It's super awesome. Thank you.
Do you guys have Facebook pages?
No.
I have not been on Facebook for 1 year, and I'm very proud of that.
No.
Friendster?
No.
Tinder?
Tinder?
No.
No, okay.
eHarmony?
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. This has been Girl Talk, presented by Julie Land.